Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Hey, Ashley, I'm excited to tell you that to celebrate our one-year anniversary of the Ins and Outs of Money, I'm going to buy you a house.
What? Really? How?
I plan to win the lottery.
Did something happen to you over the weekend? We've been doing this show for a year, and every week we drive home that taking control of your finances is about first understanding how your money comes in and how you spend it. You know, the ins and outs of money. And budgeting it realistically to account for all of your expenses, including debts and investments. And then abiding by the rules you have set in your budget. In other words, planning. Jason, you can't plan to win the lottery.
Aha! Gotcha! Of course you can't plan to win the lottery. But you can plan to make your financial literacy show partner say all the stuff that no one likes to hear. This way I get to sound like the funny one.
You know that letting your finances control you instead of the other way around is no laughing matter.
Now, aren't we punny today? And of course I know that's silly, and I firmly believe in what you said, Ashley. A plan is the only way to get on top of your finances. And I would venture a guess that most people know they can't plan to win the lottery. But you know, many of them still do. But they call it something else.
What would that be?
Get rich quick.
Wait a minute. Even the least financially literate people know that anything called get rich quick is probably a scam.
Perhaps you're right, although you and I both know that in America, one is lucky if one gets financial education at all from a reputable source. Instead, most people learn about money from their parents, who may not have ever had any formal training. And can you guess where else they might get it?
I know where they get it. Aside from their peers, who are in the same boat they are, they get it from any number of sources. At best, these sources are unbiased educators who are interested in helping people. But usually, it's from biased sources that are interested in selling you something. Whether that's a banking product, money at an incredibly bad rate, or a book.
And those books you mentioned, those are get-rich-quick schemes in disguise.
Come on, Jason. Are you saying that all books about taking control of your finances have a hidden agenda?
No, but all books about finances are written to be sold, no matter how good or fair their content is. And many of the more popular books come from recognizable names that you or I might listen to on the radio or see on TV. Those people also happen to work for commercial stations, which are, of course, technically supported by biased organizations.
So are you arguing that you can't trust these people just because they make money talking about money? I mean, they're also telling people the same stuff we do. Make plans, spend moderately, techniques that we talk about on the show. Plus, we work with lots of financial institutions in our community that offer really great tools for financial education. But I see your point. How can we be sure these people have our best interests in mind if they're sponsored by people that are making money?
Helene Olin, a former Los Angeles Times financial reporter, just wrote a book called Pound Foolish, in which she points out that one of these folks is, in fact, a trained salesperson who often sells their own products on their show, including a prepaid debit card. She also points out that many of these so-called financial gurus have to rely on what amounts as get-rich-quick ideas to lure people to listen to their shows.
It seems that thinking there is only one solution to finding help with your finances is the problem. And financial trouble is not always brought upon by individuals. Women, for example, make less money on average than men in America. Yet there are countless books that focus on a woman's problem with money, as if it's the woman's fault that she makes less than a man. This is a social construct and something used to sell books, when in reality there's a lot of factors, including a not often transparent financial industry, that keep us believing that we have to rely on them for help. Help which, unfortunately, often costs us money.
And here on our one-year anniversary, we bring it all back around. This show, this radio station, and the institutions for which we work believe that some of the strongest help you need can be found in your community.
There are a huge number of community-focused, unbiased, and knowledgeable institutions who can help you make sense of your money everywhere. Bloomington is no exception.
You can dial 211 to ask for where these might be in Bloomington, or check out financialstabilityalliance.org. These folks aren't going to sell you anything, but the idea that people are actually interested in helping you for no other reason than that they want you to be helped.
And again, how you spend your money or what you choose to believe is up to you. Plenty of commercial businesses and individuals provide services that are worthwhile, but know what they're selling, who's behind them, and what you stand to gain or lose if you pay extra for their services. I'm Ashley Hall of United Way of Monroe County.
And I'm Jason Evans Grove. Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh.